AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Saudi Arabia will host a new diplomatic push this week between the U.S. and Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar.
Officials from both Washington and Kyiv will meet in the kingdom tomorrow.
You're gambling with World War III.
Following last month's stunning Oval Office blow-up between Presidents Trump and Zelensky yesterday.
I think you're going to have eventually, and maybe not in the distant future, you're going to have some pretty good results.
The president sounded upbeat about the talks, but also questions whether Ukraine actually wants peace.
Well, right now they haven't shown it to the extent that they should.
In Kyiv, Zelensky said over the weekend Russia's been ramping up attacks instead of thinking about how to end the war. Asked what Moscow's expecting from the talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it doesn't matter what Russia's expecting, but what the U.S. is expecting. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meghani has the latest. With reporters on Air Force One on Sunday, President Donald Trump says he doesn't think there are tensions between members of his cabinet and billionaire Elon Musk.
I don't think the tensions are high. Look, Elon's a very special person, and these cabinet people are special people. You know, these are very successful people, or they wouldn't have gotten, you know, they've attained the highest heights of government. I think they have a fantastic relationship to Elon. And Doge has been incredible. You know, hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and fraud and abuse has been already found.
In a victory speech on Sunday, Mark Carney, Canada's next prime minister, says his country is not available for President Trump to take over.
And now our neighbors want to take us.
Nos voisins veulent nous annexer.
No way. No way.
That audio is courtesy of CTV. This is AP News. Wall Street sell-off is worsening.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling again on Wall Street as worries deepen about the effect of President Donald Trump's tariffs on the economy. The S&P 500 fell 1.8% in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is coming off its worst week since September, and it's pulling further below the record it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 335 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 3%. Markets have been worried that Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs will either hurt the economy directly or create enough uncertainty to stall companies and consumers into paralysis. Seth Sutel, New York.
Analyst Dwayne Meneza says, while much of Greenland is under an ice sheet that takes up 90% of its area, it's also home to people.
Greenland is their home. This is where for thousands of years they have lived. They built their livelihoods, an economy based on traditional industries like hunting and fishing.
I'm Haya Panjwani.